A blessed day, everyone. Welcome to our Better Series, New Year, Better You. Now today, as we have our third part, let us open this with a word of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for this wonderful opportunity that you have given us to come together and study your word and be in fellowship online. Father, have your way now and speak to us according to your word. O Holy Spirit, we ask for your divine guidance and wisdom that you may teach us what you want us to do in our life so that we can continue to follow Jesus, our Lord and Master. Father, have your way and be glorified in the midst of our worship to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Beloved, today we'll be talking about part 3 and the title of our message is called Better Choices. Now, 2 weeks ago, we began a brand new sermon series called Better. That sounds really good, doesn't it? We all have aspects of our lives that we would like to see improve and become better, and I hope that this new year, you already started the journey. Now, living a life with Jesus is the best way to live, and when we submit to Him, our lives are better in every single way. 2 weeks ago, we looked at the impact God can have in our lives when we begin the new year with better priorities. When we put God first, the rest of our lives fall into order. If we get this backward, the most important things in our lives will suffer. Last week, we discovered that the people we surround ourselves with will have our reaching effects in our lives. Sometimes it is important for us to focus on having better relationships to experience the life that God has for us. Today, we continue our series and dive into the need for better choices. Now, we all struggle from time to time in making wise choices and doing the right things. This conversation is incredibly important though, because when we make bad choices, we open ourselves up to toxic things that can harm us from the inside out. Without proper wisdom, beloved, all of us run the risk of allowing toxic things into our hearts and minds. When I say toxic, what I mean is any choice that lead us to poisonous outcome that can lead to our harm, sickness, or death. Much like the things we consume daily, I suggest that some of the choices we make are actually poisoning in our lives. And I want you to have this highlight, beloved, this note that I want to encourage you today. Remember that every choice we make in life has consequences. We must use the wisdom that is given to us by God to choose wisely. That all begins with the fear of God. This fear is a reverence and respect for the Holy God. Put that fear can mature into a deep and abiding trust. Ultimately, it is our trust in God that helps us make better choices. That's why through this message today, we'll be answering this one great question. How to make not only better choices in life, but how to make godly choices so that we can continue to live a life that is pleasing, that is honoring, and above all, that is victorious as we continue to follow Jesus. Beloved, I want to share with you today 3 important biblical practical applications that will guide us through in discovering the answers to this question, how to make godly choices. Number one, beloved, is this. Begin with the fear of God. A desire to make better decisions in our lives more than likely stems from a series of bad ones in the past. We must make some intentional changes for there to be different outcomes. We must have some sort of filter to protect ourselves from toxic decisions as well. The book of Proverbs offers us the best way to live with wisdom in its every very, very first chapter. And if you can see here in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, the word of God says, "Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline." Now, the author tells us that the beginning of wisdom is having fear of God. The idea of fearing God seems to go against the biblical teaching that we are loved by God. Why would we fear Him if He loves us? And how does that help us in making better choices? Now, this word for fear can be best understood as reverence or respect. When we begin with a deep reverence and respect for God because of His position before us, as all-powerful Creator and our position before Him as fallible humans, we begin to live with wisdom in our everyday choices. Beloved, the evangelist Ray Comfort once said it like this, and I quote, "When men don't fear God, they give themselves to evil." When we are given a list of toxic choices that seem to like a good choice at the moment, we sometimes need to have some kind of reason to flee. That reason is a fear, reverence, and respect of Almighty God. Now, I want you to take note about this, beloved. Knowing that God is looking out for our best interests in all things, even sometimes that we feel like God's favor is not with us, but actually it's for us to really be in God's way and purposes and plans, that He must intervene even though sometimes we don't like how He do it. But remember that knowing that God is looking for our own best interest, there are three important things that I want you to be reminded of. Number one, we don't want to make decisions that might upset Him or break His heart. Always remember that we are not living for what we desire. We are living to please God for what He desires for us and for other people. Number two, we don't want to make decisions that would lead to negative outcomes that might harm us or others. That's why God will always intervene. God will always look at the best interest for ourselves. And number three, we receive His discipline in our lives and learn to move from fear to trust because we know He loves us. So all these things are done in love. All this intervention that God is putting in our lives are all for our benefit as well. Now, beloved, remember this. All these things are good, but it all begins with the fear of God. Beloved, the second thing that we need to be reminded of, how to live and how to have better and godly choices in life. First, we need to begin with the fear of God. And secondly, beloved, is this. Don't compromise. Sometimes our minds and hearts can try and fool us into believing that just a little of bad choices won't make much of a difference. We can dip our toe, take a taste, and it won't affect us negatively. Sometimes our minds and hearts can try and fool us into believing that just a little bit of bad choices won't make much a difference. Now we can dip our toe, take a taste, and it won't affect us. Now, the book of James speaks to this fact in chapter 2. The author is addressing the listener's interest in only focusing on certain parts of the law while disregarding other parts, as if they were applying different levels of severity to each sin, making some big problem and some not a big deal. Now, it says in James chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "You can't pick and choose in these things," talking about the law, "specializing in keeping one or two things in God's law and ignoring others." Beloved, you see, when we make a choice to break the law of God, even in a way that may seem as small or insignificant to us, we are guilty of breaking all the laws of God. Bad choices in any area bring the same consequences as bad choices, and all these things in every area, they all separate us from God. Beloved, to have better choices in the new year, we must commit to living with wisdom in every area of our lives. The problem is that we do too often convince ourselves that we can dab in sin and make it out unscathed. The truth is that sin always takes us farther than we want to go, make us stay longer than we would like to, and cost us more than we want to pay. We must commit to better choices in the small and the big things of life. When it comes to make better choices in our lives, there is often some gray areas that can be difficult to navigate. We don't all agree on what should be avoided and what should be permitted. Now, beloved, I believe that there's a simple question we can ask ourselves next time we are posed with a choice. Just because I could, that really, or it does really mean that I should. So beloved, always remember here in James chapter 2 verse 10, we cannot just pick what we want or what we can, but revering and having the fear of God must lead us to be solely devoted, and the supreme conduct of our lives must be the Word of God, what God is telling us to do and what God is telling us to be. So, beloved, my prayer for you today is don't ever, ever compromise. Remember, above all, you're not living for your own, but rather you are living for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's how to glorify Him. That's how to honor Him. And that's how to love Him. The third one, beloved, is this: how to make godly choices, especially we're desiring for a victorious life and to become even more better this 2024. So first, we need to start with the fear of God. Secondly, in every choices that we make, we must not compromise. And thirdly is this: choose wisely. Beloved, as humans, God has given each of us an incredible gift that can be double-edged sword. That gift is a free choice. We have been given an portion of authority to make decisions for our lives that affect us and others. We can choose that what we will wear each day. We can choose what movies we will watch. We can choose how to speak to other people, and we have a choice in the matter. We must realize that to make better choices in our lives, we must admit that just because we can do something doesn't mean we should really do something. And we can look at here, Paul writes about this in the book of 1 Corinthians. It says, 1 Corinthians 6:12, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Now for context, Paul is specifically addressing some of the poor decisions that the early church was making in terms of their sexuality. They were trying to make a case on as to why it did not really matter what they did with their bodies, because they would get a new one at the resurrection anyway. But Paul says this is faulty logic. Just because our bodies can engage in sexual acts does not mean that we should. Paul makes the case that though we may feel like we are most free when we can do whatever we want, that we are actually mastered by sin when we make unwise choices without the fear of God. Our choices matter. And just for good measure, I'll say it again, just because you can't doesn't mean you should. That's why it's very important for us to really choose wisely in everything that we will be doing with our life. Beloved, today, we just discovered three important things, and I really don't know how this will be applied in your life. I don't know in what season you are in, but maybe you are in a season where you will be making great and big crucial decisions for your life, for your career, for your business, for your family, for your marriage, for your children, for your future plan this year. I want you to take note, beloved, that as we continue to grow deeper, I hope and pray that we can also pray higher and get closer with God as we keep in step with Him all the way through. Beloved, I want to end with this verse. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. A lot of people will always say, Pastor, how can we live better? How can we live a victorious life? How can I live a blessed life? How can I live growing as a Christian day by day? There's no secret formula in the Bible. The Bible is an open book. You can always see it from there, the guidance and the wisdom, what to do with our life. That is why today, I want to end with these verses. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, God has given us this outline in how to make godly choices so that we can live a better life this 2024. In whatever season you are in whatever challenges that you are facing, in whatever victories that you are receiving today, beloved, be reminded of these verses. The Word of God says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Beloved, if you look at phrase by phrase in these verses, we also got the outline that we have today. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. It means if you want to make godly choices so that you can be victorious this year, begin with the fear of God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Secondly, and lean not in your own understanding. It means that don't be deceived by your heart. Don't be deceived by your emotion or feeling. Don't be deceived by the logic of your mind. But rather, do not lean in your own understanding means as you are being guided by the Word, don't ever compromise in what God has already written in His Word. Thirdly, it says, in all your ways, submit to Him. Submission to Him is doing what is pleasing before the Lord. That is why it's very important for us to choose wisely and to make godly decisions day by day. So that the equal of this is this, the result, and He will make your path straight. It means you can experience now better living, God-glorifying life, a life that is full of blessing and favor in God's presence. So beloved, I hope and pray that as we end this message, begin with the fear of God, don't compromise, choose wisely, and you will experience better living as you make better choices. As I end, allow me to encourage you with this verse from Psalms 86 verse 11. I hope that this will always be our desire, our prayer in our daily life. The Word of God says, teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. Beloved, allow God's leading, allow God's word to minister in our hearts. And as we end, before we have our closing prayer, let me ask you these questions. What choices have you made in the last year that given a second chance you would change this year? Reflect upon that question. Secondly, what choices do you know lie ahead of you that you need God's wisdom to navigate? And of course, these two questions, through prayer, we can position ourselves to make better choices. Just asking God to guide us and direct us and be truly open to obey and follow His lead. You can be victorious. Now, in addition to God, we have each other. Love God, love others. Hopefully, you already have better relationships in your life as a result of last week's message. Maybe right now, you have now your discipleship journey with a disciple or a discipler. Maybe right now, you already have your own D group community, your discipleship group. Or maybe you have now your own family on mission, your oikos or your missional community. Beloved, rejoice with those people that God has brought in your life. And starting today, walk with them as you navigate life. Remember to lean into those relationships as you plan ahead. Talk through priorities together, goals, dreams, and desires. The Bible tells us in Proverbs that there is safety in the multitude of counselors. So beloved, there's no better time than the beginning of the year to start making better decisions. And I pray that you can start your year victoriously. And we can also end this year fruitfully and victoriously for the glory of God. Let's now pray this prayer as we end this message. Lord, you know how many choices we have before us every single day. Please help us, give us wisdom, and surround us with better people to make choices for this coming year. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Abba Father, we thank you for this wonderful message of yours. And Lord, we pray that this will change our heart, that this will remind us to completely surrender everything to you alone. Father, for all the decisions that we are facing day by day, we pray that starting today, we can fear God above all. And we can continue to live and make decisions that is not compromising to your laws and standards. We pray, Abba Father, that as we continue to navigate our lives, help us, direct us, and guide us, that ultimately we can give glory to your name. Thank you, Abba Father, for this wonderful message, and we pray that this will bring great hope, great encouragement, and guidance as we deal with daily life's challenges. Thank you, O God. We bring back all the glory, all the praises and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Have a blessed day, everyone. And of course, I would like to invite you. If you are from Dumaguete or Negros Oriental, we would like to invite you to come and worship with us every Sunday at Robinson's Place, Movie World Cinema 1, every Sunday, 10 a.m. And if you are not from Negros Oriental or Dumaguete City, we would like you to be connected in our Zoom gathering weekly for our Ictus Dumaguete Online Church, where you can have time to pray for one another, encourage one another, and study God's Word. You can check in our link below so that you can be informed in our day-to-day activities. So, beloved, I pray that God's blessing and favor will be upon you this week. Continue to become a great witness and a great blessing to those people that God will be putting in your lives. God bless us all.